welcome to episode 92 of our Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm Yakub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and I'm thrilled to share with you a thorough exploration of one of Snowflake's most interesting capabilities, time travel. Understanding time travel is not just about knowing its basic premise. It's about deeply comprehending how it can be leveraged to optimize data management, security, and recovery in a Snowflake environment. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid foundation to help you pass the topic on your exam. Let's dive in. Time travel in Snowflake allows users to access historical data at any point within a defined retention period. This makes it invaluable for data recovery, analysis of historical data, and more. The magic of time travel lies in Snowflake's unique architecture, designed to automatically manage and optimize data storage and access. To start, let's talk about how time travel works. When data is updated or deleted in Snowflake, the original data isn't immediately erased. Instead, it's stored in the Snowflake database, allowing users to query and restore that data for a specified period. The default retention period for time travel is 1 day for Snowflake Standard Edition users and 90 days for Business Critical or Higher Edition users. However, organizations can customize this period based on their requirements. Now, let's delve into how to use time travel for retrieving historical data. You can use the Select from My Table 8 offset 18120 syntax, for instance, to view the state of My Table 2 hours in the past. Another example is the onDrop command, which lets users restore a recently dropped table. Time travel also has crucial implications for data governance and compliance. By having the ability to access and analyze past states of data, organizations can better meet audit requirements and manage data lifecycle policies. But it's not all positive. There are considerations to bear in mind. Firstly, the storage used for time travel incurs additional cost and counts toward your Snowflake storage quota. Secondly, managing long retention periods requires careful planning to prevent unintentional cost overruns. As a best practice, we recommend clearly defining data lifecycle policies that include how and when to leverage time travel. This will ensure that your organization maximizes the benefits of time travel while keeping costs in check. In conclusion, time travel in Snowflake presents a powerful tool for data management, recovery, and analysis. By understanding and effectively using time travel, you can significantly enhance your data strategy within Snowflake. And that wraps up our deep dive into understanding time travel in Snowflake. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights and knowledge to help you on your certification journey. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul-Hakim, on this episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Until next time, keep learning and keep exploring.